All right, so are you ready to dive in? Today we're tackling Web3 and DeFi, and trust me, this is going to be huge. We hear these buzzwords all the time, but like, what do they actually mean for, you know, for business? Like, how can we actually use this stuff? Well, we've got this incredible breakdown of Web3 and DeFi, and it's going to be our guide. By the end of this, you'll be able to drop Web3 knowledge like it's nothing.
Exactly. And we're going to make sure it all makes sense, even if you don't have a tech background. The whole point is to give you a clear idea of how these tools can, well, kind of revolutionize your business.
Okay, love it. So let's start with a quick history lesson, right? Remember, like, way back when, Web 1.0, it was just those super basic websites, like online brochures, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just stack pages. Then Web 2.0 came along and just blew everything up with interactive platforms, social media, the whole nine yards. But here's the thing, it kind of created a new problem. A few massive companies ended up controlling almost all of the data, all the power online.
So Web3 is like the big equalizer, like giving the power back to the users.
Exactly. It's all about shifting that control back to the people, giving you more ownership over your data and your digital life.
Okay, now we're talking. But how does it actually work? What's the magic behind it all?
Well, there are three key things that make Web3 tick. Decentralization, blockchain technology, and smart contracts. Decentralization basically means spreading the power around. So instead of having one big company calling all the shots, it's more distributed.
Got it. So it's like a digital democracy instead of a digital dictatorship. I like
yeah,
that.
Exactly. And that's where blockchain comes in. Imagine a digital ledger that's totally transparent and you can't tamper with it, like a public record of every single transaction, which makes the system incredibly secure.
Okay, so we've got this decentralized system. It's all secured by this super safe blockchain. But how do we use it? What makes it relevant to running a business?
That's where smart contracts come into play. Think of them like self-executing contracts that automatically do their thing when certain conditions are met. No middlemen, no paperwork headaches, just pure code doing its job.
Ah, so it's like a vending machine for the digital world. You put in the right input, you get the outcome you want, no human error.
Precisely. Smart contracts, streamline agreements and transactions, they make everything more efficient and more reliable. And this brings us to DeFi, decentralized finance. It's basically taking this Web3 magic and applying it to the world of money.
DeFi, okay, got it. So we're talking about a financial system built on this decentralized blockchain-powered foundation. But let's get practical here. What does this mean for everyday businesses, for people like me making decisions every day?
Think of DeFi like a brand new toolbox for businesses. Imagine accessing financial services without needing a bank or contracts that just execute themselves flawlessly. That's the power of DeFi.
Okay, I'm starting to see the possibilities here. Fewer fees, more control. But what else is on the table?
Well, DeFi is also built on transparency. Everything is recorded on that public blockchain we talked about, so every single transaction is out in the open for everyone to see. This builds trust, which is like the foundation of any business, right?
Right, no more shady stuff going on behind the scenes. It's refreshing.
Exactly. And there's even more. DeFi is also highly programmable and interoperable, so you can build custom financial tools for your specific needs. And all these tools can talk to each other seamlessly.
So it's like creating a financial system that's perfectly tailored for your business.
Wow.
But I need to see it in action. You know, how are businesses actually using DeFi to, like, bring in more revenue?
One of the most exciting areas is decentralized exchanges, or DEXs. These platforms let you trade crypto directly with other users. You don't need a traditional exchange like Coinbase or Binance. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah.
New markets, new revenue streams, all at your fingertips.
So a business could use a DEX to reach customers all over the world, bypassing all the usual roadblocks. That's huge for expanding your reach.
Absolutely. And since DEXs are more efficient and cost-effective, businesses can potentially offer better prices, which boosts their bottom line even more.
Okay, now we're talking. This is starting to feel like a real game changer.
Wow.
What other ways can DeFi help boost revenue?
Well, have you ever heard of tokenization? Businesses can actually create their own digital tokens. These tokens can represent things like loyalty points or even like fractional ownership of assets.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Create their own currency? That's pretty wild. What could a business actually do with that?
It opens up a ton of possibilities. Like, you could use it to incentivize customer engagement. You could even raise capital in totally new ways or even build completely new business models around these tokens. Imagine a small business offering tokens that give customers discounts or early access to new products, you know? It creates buzz, it builds loyalty.
I see. So you're not just selling a product anymore. You're building a whole ecosystem.
Exactly. And because these tokens can be traded on those DEXs we were talking about, businesses can tap into a global pool of investors. They can raise capital much more efficiently. It's like crowdfunding on steroids.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing how DeFi can boost revenue, but what about the other side of the coin? Managing risk. This all sounds really cutting edge, so how can businesses make sure they're staying safe in this new world?
That's a great question, and this is where DeFi really shines. Remember all that talk about transparency and immutability? Well, because everything is recorded on a public blockchain, it's almost impossible for anyone to mess with the data.
So it's like having this permanent, tamper-proof record of every single transaction. That sounds super secure.
It is. It makes DeFi extremely resistant to fraud. And anyone can audit the code for those smart contracts, you know, to make sure everything is running smoothly. Plus, there are actually DeFi platforms that offer insurance products. It protects against losses from hacks or any other unexpected events.
So instead of relying on those traditional insurance companies, businesses can use these decentralized insurance solutions. It's like an extra layer of protection.
Exactly. These protocols are often way more transparent and efficient than traditional insurance, and they can offer coverage that's specifically designed for your business needs.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. So we've talked about making more money. We've talked about reducing risks. What about making the whole business run more smoothly? How can DeFi help with that?
This is where things get really interesting. DeFi lets businesses automate all those complicated processes, so you can save time, save money, and reduce human error. Imagine automating your supply chain management, or even payroll, using smart contracts.
It's like having a digital workforce that never takes a break and never makes a mistake.
That's the idea. Plus, there are DeFi platforms that offer real-time data analytics and reporting. It gives you a crystal-clear picture of your financial performance.
If you can make better decisions, catch any problems early on, and ultimately boost your profitability.
This is starting to sound less like finance and more like a total business makeover.
It really is. And we haven't even touched on one of the coolest aspects, decentralized autonomous organizations, or DAOs. These are basically organizations that run themselves based on code. They don't have those traditional management structures.
Hold on, a company that runs itself. Okay, now you've got my attention. How does that even work? Okay, so think of it this way. A DAO is governed by rules that are written into the smart contracts. These rules determine everything. How the organization runs, how decisions are made, how profits are shared.
So it's like a self-governing business ecosystem powered by these smart contracts. This is blowing my mind.
It's pretty mind-blowing. Imagine a business where suppliers and distributors are interacting directly through the DAO. You completely cut out the middleman and all that paperwork.
That would streamline things big time.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you still need real-world information to make those decisions? How does a DAO stay connected to what's happening outside of the blockchain?
That's where oracles come in. Think of them like data feeds that connect the blockchain world to the real world.
So they bring in outside information that the DAO can use to make smart decisions. That sounds like a crucial piece of the puzzle.
It is. An oracle could provide data on literally anything. The price of a commodity, the weather, even the results of an election.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here. A business could use an oracle to automate tons of processes, like adjusting prices based on real-time market data, or automatically paying out insurance claims when specific conditions are met.
Exactly. It's like having this digital assistant that's constantly keeping an eye on the real world and is taking action on your behalf. And this is just the beginning. As DeFi keeps evolving, we can expect to see even more uses for oracles.
This is all so fascinating, but I have to ask, how do businesses even begin to navigate this new world? It's a lot to take in.
You're right. It can feel overwhelming. That's why one of the most important things is choosing the right Web3 wallet. It's your entry point to the whole DeFi ecosystem.
Right, we talked about those earlier. They hold your crypto assets and let you interact with DeFi platforms. Can you break down the different types of wallets and what businesses should keep in mind when they're picking one?
Of course. Web3 wallets are basically split into two categories, custodial and non-custodial. With a custodial wallet, a third party, like an exchange, holds your private keys for you.
So it's kind of like a traditional bank holding your money. Convenient, but maybe not the most control.
Exactly. But with a non-custodial wallet, you hold your own private keys, which gives you complete control over your assets. It's more responsibility, but it also gives you more freedom.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So businesses need to figure out how much control they want versus how much responsibility they're willing to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other things to consider when choosing a wallet?
For sure. You have to think about the features you need, like support for different cryptocurrencies, staking options, integration with different DeFi platforms. It's all about finding the wallet that matches your specific business needs.
So there's no one-size-fits-all solution. You really got to do your research and find the right fit.
Exactly. And once you've chosen your wallet, security is absolutely key. Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, those are essential. Remember, your private keys are like the keys to your digital kingdom.
Good to know. Any other words of wisdom for businesses that are just starting to explore DeFi?
Don't be afraid to start small and experiment. DeFi is constantly changing, so dipping your toes in and learning as you go is the smartest way to approach it. And remember, you're not alone. There's a huge community out there that's happy to share their knowledge and support each other.
Okay, I'm feeling inspired. This has been an incredible journey through the world of Web3 and DeFi. It's clear that these technologies can completely revolutionize how businesses operate, from bringing in more revenue to streamlining processes and managing risk in totally new ways.
Absolutely. It's a whole new world. But at the end of the day, it's all about giving businesses the tools they need to be smarter and more efficient.
So true. Okay, before we wrap up, if you're listening to this and you're like calling the shots in your business, what's the one thing you should take away from all of this?
I think it's easy to get caught up in the hype, right? But what really matters is figuring out how this technology can actually solve the problems you face every day in your business.
So it's not just about chasing the shiny new thing, it's about strategy.
Exactly. Ask yourself, what are my biggest challenges right now? Can Web3 and DeFi help me overcome those? We've seen how DeFi can open up whole new markets, how it can create new financial products that can generate serious revenue.
Yeah, and we talked about how it can cut costs, reduce risk, and make your whole operation smoother.
It's all about finding the right tools and using them in a way that makes sense for your business.
So to everyone listening, your challenge is to take what you've learned today and start exploring. How can Web3 and DeFi change your game? Don't be afraid to try things out and reach out to others who are already in this space.
That's the beauty of it, you know. DeFi is all about community. There's so much knowledge and support out there. You just got to look for it.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Web3 and DeFi. We hope you found it valuable and inspiring.
Remember, the future is decentralized. The opportunities are limitless.
That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time as we continue exploring the cutting edge of technology and how it's changing the world of business.